We are up to Simen Tov Reish Lamed Tesiv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalad. Siv Gimel. Achila besuka balel yonde verishin chova. Afilu achol kazayis pas yotzi yudei chovoso. The first night of Sukkot, everyone has a chiv of eating at least one kazayis of pas in the sukkah. But you yotze with a kazayis. Mikan ve'elech rishus. After that point, it's up to you. Rotza lechol suda. So it besukah rotsa in ochel kol zayin el peris v'kloyes chutz l'sukah ochel kedin achilas matzah b'pesach. What is this? So the halacha is that during the week you don't have to have pas. During the week on Chol HaMoed, if you want to have peris the whole yontif, you can eat outside the sukkah. On the first night you must eat kazayas pas. We learn it out of Gzeirah Shava chamisha aser from Pesach. So the same way you have to have a kazayas of matzah leila seder, you have to have a kazayas of pas in the sukkah. That is why you can make a bracha of leishib a sukkah even if you're only going to have a kazayas, although ordinarily you have to have a kabeitza, since the mitzvah here is a kazayas, that's mechayev a bracha. During the week, yes, and you have to eat that kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. Some hold that the chiv is really a kabeitza. Now, on Shabbos, you can have a kazayas. And since on Shabbos there's no chiv to have a kazayis in the sukkah, you can't make a leishiv unless you're having a kabeitza. The Mishtabur is mistopic. On Pesach, he keeps bringing the Shitas Agra, that there's a mitzvah kiyumis of every kazayis that you eat of matzah. He's mistopic. Are you makayim a mitzvah kiyumis with every kazayis of pas that you eat all sukkahs? Now further, And if it would be, by the way, then you'd be able to make a bracha on a kazayis. Says the Ramah, V'lo yocho b'layla rishonat sheivadai layla. The same way that for Pesach you can't start the Seder early, so too for Sukkot you cannot eat in the Sukkah early. What you have to do is wait for vadai layla. V'yocho kodem chatzos layla. And like Pesach, you should eat before chatzos. V'lo yocho, so this is all like Pesach. Now what happens if you made a bracha ben hashmashes? You should make sure to eat another kazayas after Ben HaShemash, after Tzeisik HaChavim. But don't make another leishiv. B'dieved, if you missed chatzos, still eat, but don't make a leishiv. Now the Rama says, V'lo yochol b'yom mi'chatzos ve'ela k'dei she'yochol b'sukkah l'teyavim dum yedachilis matzah. By day, you should not eat after chatzos in order that you have appetite. Lalach, everyone says that it's only after Teisha Shas, it's only for the last 3 hours of the day, last quarter of the day. Siv Dalit, Kol Zayin Yomim Korei V'lomid B'toch HaSukkah, all 7 days, so long as you're reading Torah Shabbat and learning Torah Shabbat Peh, you do that in the Sukkah. But, U'Shamevin U'Medaktik B'mashi Yikra, V'Yilmod Yochol Ilmod Chutz HaSukkah, V'Yishetato M'Yusheves Olav. But if someone is learning with Iyun Rav, and he needs air, and he can't stay in the sukkah, so that he can do at home. Hamispal, rotsa mispal the sukkah, chutz the sukkah. You can daven wherever you want to. Now, what happens with regard to learning in the sukkah? So, if you need svarim, and you don't have room for all those svarim, or it's a big tircha to keep bringing svarim up and down to your sukkah. So the halach is that you're potter, but if you have a place to keep them in the sukkah, so do that. As far as davening, since during the year we leave the house and go to shul, you're allowed to leave the sukkah to go to shul also.